Blog Talk Radio.
On the set, one of our young brothers is being put to rest, and another family broken down over a death, and for what? Some dude hating over somebody's success. We ask brothers, yo, to strive to be great, and when they do it, we always try to find a way to hate. That's not being real, that's being fake. Now, because of it, now look, we off to another weight. You know what's sad? When you finally make it, and the dudes that's supposed to be happy for you be hating. Here you are becoming famous, and your man have a grudge. You be looking like, damn, where the love? Sometimes you never see it coming, but trust me, when you do, it's fast, it's like 100 miles and running. People in your own circle, most of the times, be the ones that hurt you. I'ma keep it 100. It happened to my man back when we was running. So one close burned us and we never saw it coming. Dude set us up and put his cap on the platter. Same dude that did it told me Black Lives Matter. We have to do better if we wanna survive. We have to stop the hate, we ruining lives. We only come together, yo, when somebody dies. We have to stay strong, we can't fight and divide. We have to stay strong for all of the people. We shouldn't have to worry, we should all be equal. Money is the root to all evil. Black on black crimes have to stop. We killing our own people. Now, yo, I see my man Eddie is dialed for something petty. They killed my brother Joe cause he could fight and had dough. They killed Rich over hate and Rick. They all die young, that shit makes me sick. They killed Max cause they said he was trying to run shit. They shot Pretty Black over some dumb shit. All these senseless acts made me numb quick. Blacks killing blacks, we gotta overcome this. You see, I don't understand why we keep hating on the brother, man, cause he got a plan. All that Martin shit is good, but for us to make some real progress, we need our boys in the hood. Stop all the violence and shooting. What? Stop all the fighting and looting. We fighting for equality. Unity is how it's gotta be. As long as our community is solid, they gon' change all the policies. But really though, it's up to us to make it work. Honestly, black on black crimes is the worst. This whole world is based upon hating each other. But at the change, every race has to come together. We have to do better if we wanna survive. We have to stop the hate, we ruining lives. We only come together, yo, when somebody dies. We have to stay strong, we can't fight and divide. We have to stay strong for all of the people. We shouldn't have to worry, we should all be equal. Money is the root to all evil. Black on black crimes have to stop, we killing our own people. We gotta stop, y'all, stop, y'all. Gotta be together. Bad manners, city, city.
Yeah. You know what it is. We live from Harlem. It's your man DJ Big Stu. We up in the building. We doing it right. Shout out to everybody on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, and all the platforms we on. You know, College Underground Radio. Shout out to everybody that's all over. You know what I mean? Shout out for tuning in. We love y'all. Make sure y'all go see our movie, B-Boys Make Some Noise, The History of B-Boy and Breakdancing. Started up in the Bronx, run down to Harlem. You know what I'm saying? We got all the legendary graffiti artists up in the documentary and all that. Make sure you go check that out. We got the mixtape, the promotional mixtape that we giving out on the show with some of the dopest artists that you hear on the show on it. So we rocking like that, all right? So make sure y'all do that. The screening is February 26th, 7 p.m. And it's not live. It's a virtual screening. It's on Ben's Wave. Go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Little $5 donation, but it's definitely fly. You know what I mean? But in the building, as promised, my man Nardo Moolah in the building. Welcome to the show, fam.
Moolah, what's going on, baby?
Oh, man, welcome to the show, man. We've been bumping that joint, man, you and Bootsy. And we've been bumping a couple of joints, but we damn sure been bumping that joint with you and Bootsy on it, man. We loving that shit up here, bro.
Nah, for sure. I really even appreciate you just reaching out to me, bro, and spending that joint.
Nah, that we fire, man. We love fire, man. We love fire from all over, man. Let the people know where you're calling from.
You know what I mean? Let's Nardo Mula. I'm calling from the bottom of the bottom. We right here in South Carolina. You dig what I'm saying? Orangeburg, South Carolina. I'm from Charleston, but you know how we getting it, baby. Carolina, stand the fuck up. We eating, nigga.
And that's real because, you know, we could be cousins because, you know, my family come from South Carolina, Charleston, Bruford, and Yamasee and all that. You know what I'm saying? So we fuck around.
What your last name is? You know, that's how we end up finding out who your family is. What your last name is?
My last name is, we got Greens out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know the Greens.
We got a shop out there, Poop Shop. Everybody knows it's a shop. My aunt got a little club and shit like that out there in Yamasee. I grew up coming out there, man. Where was born?
Now, for sure. You got to come down here and link with me. You know what I mean? I'll pack you up, get you a bunch of food, some shrimp and rice and shit like that, all that.
Yeah, I know for that on the island, boy. Y'all feed a nigga good out there, boy.
No, most definitely. We got to let you see what's going on, now. Got to feed
right?
you good.
Yeah. Tell the people, man, you know, who some of the people who inspire you to do what you do.
I mean, shit, like, I'm inspired by a lot. My favorite artist that I've been loving for years, man, BG, you know what I mean? He's my favorite rapper, you dig what I'm saying? But I fuck with Dolph, I fuck with Kevin Gates. I really like the CEO type movements, though, like Baby and Master P. I'm really on... Even what QCP doing right now with quality control. But, you know what I mean? I get a lot of inspiration from a lot of people, you know what I mean, in different ways.
No doubt. What inspired, like, what was it when you first said, yo, this is what I want to do. I want to do this, man. What when you knew that, when that was?
Well, I was young when I really got inspired about doing music. You feel what I'm saying? I probably was around, like, I can say 6'7". When I started, like, getting the low microphone and was recording on the tapes back in the day. But I really got inspired when I was, like, 19 years old to really take off with it, you know? I got into the promotions. I got into doing parties and a lot of the concerts. And that even motivated me more to want to push artists and really to achieve a bigger audience on the artists and everything. But right now, like, I'm just trying to crank everything back up with myself. So that's where we at with it right now.
Now, that's real, because not too many artists got experience with promoting. Like, how does that work for you? Because you're a promoter, and now you're an artist. So that's a good craft to have in your corner. You know what I mean? How has it been working for you?
I mean, it worked for me because if they're not booking, then I'm booking my motherfucking self. You dig what I'm saying? Like, for sure. If there ain't nobody wanting to spend that bag, like, when everything moving slow and people not wanting to spend that bag, then, you know, I could throw out my own show damn near anyway, you know what I mean? Last year, I was running through Atlanta, like, left to right, booking my own shows, doing my own shows, packing them shit out, had people surviving from South Carolina because South Carolina was closed, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, with me being new to the actual music game, not too many people in Atlanta was wanting to spend the money, so I was having to get the venues myself and pack them shit out. Now I got people be wanting to throw money at me left or right in Atlanta because they see what I could do, you know?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, how was it, you know, we got hit bad out here in New York with the corona out here in Harlem, New York. I lost a lot of friends. But like you just said, South Carolina was closed. How was you able to move around in the South and, you know, explain to us what was that whole thing of how was it that like?
I mean, like, to be real, like, outside, like, you know, we in the country, you dig what I'm saying? Like, there's city parts of Charleston, I mean, city parts of Columbia, city parts of Charleston, and there's city parts, but at the end of the day, with the clubs and stuff was closed, but, like, actually, like, the city, man, we was outside. We wasn't going to the clubs. We was throwing them shit in the backyard, you know what I mean? Your homeboy probably had 2-3 acres. You hook up a speaker. You was out there lit. You dig what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I like that.
Not like in New York, you know, New York, damn near everything closed. You can't really move around. You can't even go to the corner store. No, like,
yeah,
when all the clubs and the restaurant closed, shit, we just took that shit in the backyard, you know?
Yeah, they shut us down. We stopped doing that since the 70s, since hip-hop began. Couldn't do stuff outside, at least without no permits, or just go set up like that, you know? Only when the beginning of hip-hop. But that's why I said when you said that, it really touched me because it reminded me of back when this shit all began. And that's how we used to do it. We used to just go plug up in whatever little park and every little playground and just rock out. And now years later, it's down south. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you something deep, man. Back when I was like 15 years old, they didn't really have too much rap. You know, I'm older than you. I'm 50-something years old. So back when I was like 15 years old and I was down in Beaufort, man, they ain't have too many rappers, man. It wasn't too many rappers. You know what I'm saying? Now my little cousins and them, they be showing me stuff and they be sending cats out here to me and sending music to me. I'm like kind of proud of that, man. I remember when I went out there and I was trying to rap and nobody even understood what I was doing, bro.
Nah, for sure. Now there's rappers on every corner like a bodega. You dig what I'm saying?
Nah, that's fly, man. That's fly, man. Cause one thing people in the South don't really realize in Harlem. Everybody in Harlem got family down south because a lot of people from down south migrated to Harlem back in the days. So we call going down south going home. You know what I mean? Or when somebody passed away,
right,
we send the family, we be sending them home. That's how we be in Harlem. That, and mostly everybody got family down south, you know, somewhere along the line. And that's a fact.
Nah, for sure. Because I got plenty family up there. All my family mostly in Brooklyn, you dig what I'm saying, like in Bed-Stuy. But I got plenty family up there. And just like you say, when they get older, they don't be wanting to be in New York no more. All of them won't come home.
Exactly. That's what we call it. We call it going home. Because, you know, what happened was we came out here to hustle, send some money back home, made a new life. But now at the end of the day, we want to go back home. Or people left for different reasons. You know how it is back in the 50s and the 60s, you know what I mean? You know how it was back then,
right,
in the South. So some people had to migrate for different reasons. Now us speaking on that is going to make me ask you this question about this song you got called More Change, because things have changed. But what was the inspiration for you to write that song?
I mean, shit, I was really I was sitting up in the spot and I had just came out the hood, and I don't know, I was just in my getting money mood. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm about to give them my real street shit, you know what I mean? Because most of the times when I do my music, the best music that I drop is just me just going in there and doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Speaking on the things that was going on that day, speaking on the things that I've been seeing that day. So, like, I was just in the hood that day, and I was making it happen. You dig what I'm saying? You know how niggas make it happen. And shit, the shit just came to me. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks passed, and my people said they could have linked me with 42 Dougs. And shit, I ended up just fucking with him, and then he ended up jumping on that shit, and that shit came out being a masterpiece, you know what I mean? Me and him just really went back to back. We ain't even dropped no hook on that motherfucker like that.
All right, so y'all know we only play the hottest shits in the game. We got my boy in the building, Nardo Moolah.
Moolah!
All right, we gonna get into this joint right here. It's called More Change, Beef Stew Radio. Y'all know how we do it.
Moolah! Cocaine, Johnny still in the dope game. Eat that shit, bitch, fall game.
Made a couple thousand off propane. Little nigga stay in your lane. Nigga, I ain't worried about your whole man. All I think about is more change. All the nigga think about more change. More change.
A couple ballies and he's still fiending. Blew the 100,000 and I'm still eating.
Man, bro. Oh, yeah, bro.
You
I gotta get back to my
I got to get back to my PR people. My PR people ain't doing it right, man. I already got to fire somebody. Let me get on the phone and fire somebody.
Nah,
as soon as I get
off.
We ain't got
to fire nobody, man. We tell them to send it now. And what we're going to do is we're going to jump into the Dead Homies joint. I like that joint, too. But tell us the inspiration behind that, because Cash want to know why you wrote that, the Dead Homies joint.
I had just came home from prison, you know what I mean? Like, I had just came home from prison, and when I had got home from prison, I wasn't really thinking about jumping straight out there with the music. I had told my partners that I was my little Sally and everything like that, that I probably was going to fuck with the music, but I wasn't really focused on the music. I was really trying to jump back out there and get back in the streets, you dig what I'm saying? But I was making moves and making money and everything like that, and, like, niggas I was fucking with out there in the streets, like, them niggas that started switching up with me, like, a lot of them trying to brush me off to the corner, you dig what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, I had a bunch of shit on my chest, so I just had to let that shit off, and I had to let them niggas know how I was coming. So I had cut a lot of niggas off, and I had to shake back, you dig what I'm saying? I was doing I did better when I came home than when I left, just because I had cut them niggas off, you dig what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Oh. So, like, when you hear the song, you hear how I'm coming. What my motivation was.
And the way you explain it is different, because I thought, see, that's a different twist, because the first person to see hearing and be like, Dead Homies, or he talking about some of the homies that passed away. Now you talking about dead and the homies that you ain't fucking with, and that's deep. I feel that. So we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Once again, Moolah in the building, we're going to come back. We're going to catch up with that Mo Change joint, but we're going to come back with this joint. This is another hot joint. We in the building, Beach Dude Radio. We keep it going.
Man, J.R., just keep me running, man. I'm about to go straight out the door. Yeah. If I fuck up, just punch me out. Yeah. Moolah! Yeah! Huh?
Had to cut some niggas off, too many niggas trying to get that paper out me. If I beat another case, they might put them feds on me. Niggas wanting smoke, but pussy gotta put that bread on me. But I better not catch them first, put it on my dead homie. When after roll saw, niggas tried to shit on me. First day out that bitch, I trying to cut me a whole brick on me. Mama said in a couple months, I'ma see who for me. Now I understand on that bone.
Real life shit, though.
Came home, fuckin' with them same niggas, had to cut them off. Told my plug, run through 100, and then I'm running off. Nigga told me to be a boss, you gotta take a loss. So I lost all of them niggas that say they put me on. Now when I meet a nigga, gotta ask what he gon' do for me. Don't need no runners, don't need no niggas that gonna shoot for me. All of my OGs in the hood, they be saluting me. I stand on my own, flip my own packs, ain't no recruiting me. Had to cut some niggas off, too many niggas trying to get that paper out me. If I beat another case, they might put them feds on me. Niggas wanting smoke, but pussy gotta put that bread on me. But I better not catch them first, put this on my head on me. This real life and my raps, this ain't no cap. Niggas knowin' the burg, I run the trap. Gucci man of the cack, oh, I serve Bali. Put 6 clips of that goody on a brick of Molly. Bitches on my dick, cause they know that Moolah gon' run it up. Take me to the club and that re-up, I might just fuck it up. Catch me in a G with a brick, countin' them hundreds up. Tell a plug to pull up in the circle, he must be dumb as fuck.
Yes. Yo. Another hot joint now, though. Moolah in the building.
Moolah.
You just finished coming home, right? You said you just came home.
No, I dropped that song like 2 years ago, and we just been pushing it all last year.
No, but you recently just came home yourself.
Oh, no, that was 2 years ago.
Oh,
that
2 years ago.
Good 2 years now.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's good to know. Yo, so how, you know, when you was in there, like, did you ever think about just giving up on the whole music shit?
Somewhat, I always knew I was going to come back to the music, because it's a passion of mine, you know what I mean? With the music, the promotion, with pushing artists, is really a passion of mine. So even when I be trying to get that shit out of my system, at the end of the day, that shit always shake back. That shit like a drug. This music game is really like a drug. You dig what I'm saying? And I just keep going back to that bitch like that bitch some dog food or something. You dig what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, I always knew I was going to shake back with the music. It was just like,
my main focus was trying to get out here and get me some money, get myself back situated, get everything back stable. Once I had undid that, then I started shaking the leg little by little, but I took it to the next level because before I was just dropping music, doing videos. I was doing it for just basically my peers, basically for just the people in the city. Shit, when I shook back this time, I was like, nah, I'm going global with this shit. Like, most definitely. That's why I even changed the label. And I started, it was Moolah Inc. I said, nah, like, when I'm going at this shit now, we calling this shit Moolah Global. That's why the label name, Moolah Global.
Now, what's the secret to behind, because I know a lot of cats out there want to know, what's the secret behind to grabbing 70,000 plays, you know, the first week your joint hit the streets, bro?
I mean, really, bro, you just really got to be on it, bro. You feel like that? I got a major fan base, but that shit didn't come over time. That shit came after 2 years of just going hard, dropping. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I got different platforms that I be dropping on. You know what I mean? I do a lot of promotion. I do a lot of promotion, like ads to people, all type of shit. But at the end of the day, my fan base so strong because I've been on them for the last 2 years.
Mm. Now, if you had the power to change something in the game, what would that be? Like, the whole independent game. If you had the power to just to say, yo, I'm going to change this, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one. A lot of shit I wouldn't change, but if I could change anything, it probably would have been a couple of people that I spent money with. Because in this rap game, you dig what I'm saying? You got to have valuable sources of people that you're dealing with. You dig what I'm saying? People that's really going to be willing to work with you. Not people that's just trying to eat off of you. People that's willing to work with you. So if I had the eye for that, if I could have just changed my eye for the people that was really for me and the people that was just really trying to get time out of me, like, I would change that all day. Because right now I got a strong circle of people that I'm fucking with. That's why shit working for me. Before, it was just, oh, this person could do this, spend money with them. This person could do this, spend money with them. It was a lot of money blown. I wish I could change the how I was spending my money back then.
Now, we see you did the show with Boosie Badass, but we want to know, like, if you had the power to have a super album, you could have any producer, any singer, any rapper, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that you want on there, what would be your determination of a super album?
A super album? Ooh.
Yeah.
I probably have some SZA on there, some Ella May. I probably have Lauryn Hill on that motherfucker, Mary J. Blige on that motherfucker. I probably have Young Dolph, Kevin Gates. You know, I probably have to have BG to call over the phone and drop me a verse. You dig what I'm saying? and then shit, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not really too much a fan of him. But shit, if you want to go number one, I probably have to put Drake on that motherfucker.
that's a super album. You done named
a
big name.
That's a damn good album.
That's a big budget right there, boy. Now you got the joint ball. You got the joint ball. What the joint ball? What was the inspiration behind that?
Man, bro, I just was really on my flex and shit. Like, it was a point of time where niggas was thinking I had stopped for a minute. I had stopped, and I was just trying to regroup everything with my music and everything at the beginning of this year, and I felt like I had to come out with a bang. Like, but at the end of the day, I didn't want to come on what I was on last year. I was on some more industry. I was keeping it a low street, but I was on some industry type shit. I felt like I want to take them all the way back to the streets. I want to take them all the way back to the roots of knowledge. I don't want them to be feeling no moolah. I want them to see knowledge. You dig what I'm saying? So that's really the inspiration. I just wanted to get back to the roots of who I was.
All right. So we're going to get into that joint. Nado Moolah in the building. Ball, this joint is hot too, y'all. Y'all make sure I'm going to have an information on how y'all can keep up with the homie. Because the joint is hot. All right, let's get it, y'all.
Yeah. Like I keep telling y'all, I really love this shit, nigga. We ain't posting no pistols, cause we really be smoking shit. Don't talk about no bodies, cause I really be ducking them. Don't talk about your pussy, cause I might really fuck your bitch. Got my little nigga front the bulls while that little bitch sucking that dick. I don't respect a lot of rappers, cause they cap. I won't hear about you, spinning out about you, serving no fucking packs. I talk about it in my raps, because that's all a nigga know. He brag about it in his raps, saying they gon' get
I know I'm about to blow it. Keep it a dub till they hear to take pictures and to show it. Flex, flex, flexing all of them hoes, get your lick where I'm from. They smoking for a band, cause a little nigga, that's something. Tell a little nigga, I'm God. Cause the streets are motivation. Show my little nigga on the dial, cause he needed the inspiration. Front of my nigga a couple pounds, cause I wanted to see him make it. Put that nigga on and he still started eating. Wonder when I get rich, when I'm gon' go. And if them crackers come, who gon' fall? They ain't believe me, they just wanted to see me fall. She ain't believe me, she just wanted to see me fall, fall. Hard to say I fuck with you and wanna see you win. When it comes to it, I don't want relations, baby, I just want a friend. A friend to fuck a friend and stuff, I don't ever see your love. How that love word get passed around, I don't wanna think that it's something. What is love, but yeah, it's something, but something I won't feel. Never betray you so much, yeah, I don't think it's real. And that's real, I love that money, and I love my daughter. Having out her life so much, I'm down with me as a father. Always in the streets, because a nigga got it. Always getting to it, cause I ain't shit without that chick. Wonder when I get rich, when I'm gon' go. And if them crackers come, who gon' fall? They ain't believe me, they just wanted to see me fall. She ain't believe me, she just wanted to see me fall, 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 fall.
Moolah in the building, Nado Moolah in the building. That was Ball.
Moolah.
Yes, yes, yes. 3 years from now, man, where, if we was to come back here and sit right here again, what would you like to, what would you feel, and what would you like your career to have been if I catch up with you 3 years from now?
You feel like I would like to have, like, probably 10 top 10s right now, right then. And then, I want to be already into pushing some artists, you feel what I'm saying? Already working on label situations for them, trying to get them out there, you know what I mean? Just going to the next level. Trying to buy this club. So my club probably going to be the hardest club out by then, you know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. Now, other artists be doing shit like having clothing lines, they be acting in movies, or some other stuff, other businesses. Do you got any other businesses that you do when you're not, you know, doing music?
Yeah, we got merchandise. We revamping everything, but we got merchandise that's gonna be dropping real, real soon. But right, for the most part, everything else that I be doing just be in the promotions. And I don't usually promote. I more like invest into the concerts. So like a lot of those concerts be going on in Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina. I just did Super Bowl weekend out there in Tampa at Whiskey North. You know what I mean? So most of the time, I just be investing. I be in the background trying to put on concerts. You know what I mean? We're going to be trying to take all of that to the next level. As soon as we able to tap in even more with this music, then we'll be booking myself, and I'll be booking a lot of those other major artists that I be tapping in with when I get farther into the industry, you know?
Mm. So tell me, what's a regular day for Nado Moolah? Like, you know, you do so many things to promote. What's a regular day for you?
Boy, if I'm not on the phone dealing with the concert that I got right now, or on the phone working out something I got right now, shit, we planning for the future, you know? From the music to the industry, you know? I mean, from the music to the clubs to the concerts that we trying to put together as soon as the Coliseum's open back up. Right now, I'm working out All-Star Weekend, you know what I mean? As soon as we finish working out All-Star Weekend, then we're going to be jumping straight to the bike week. We just trying to figure in everything out right now, you know what I mean? With this corona shit going on, it's like shit closing and open and left to right. Mm-hmm. So you gotta always be on it to try to change, you know what I mean? Always be on the next wave. So as soon as the door open, you gotta be right there to jump on top of it and shit. That's what I'm doing every day right now, you know what I mean? We just trying to find out whatever cuts and crevices we can get in to try to shake something, you know?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Now, how did you hook up with Bootsy, man, with this song, Up to Something?
Shit, you know what I mean? We had a lot of mutual friends, you know what I mean? I just never tapped into them to really link out with bro. But it was nothing really but a phone call. Phone call and, hey, pull up to the house, you know? Mm. I sent him a single, and then he was extra like, oh, yeah, I fuck with that shit. Tell bro to pull up to the house and shit. I pulled up to the house and shit. We made it happen in the middle of the corona season, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's fly. You know, is there anything that I haven't touched up on, man, that you want the world to know about Nado Moolah, man? I want you to tell them right now.
Man, I'm a hustler, a jack of all fucking trades, and I just like to get me some new money. You dig what I'm saying? And I like to work with people, and I like to fuck with people that's on the same type shit as me. You dig? Shit, ain't really too much to talk about. It's hustlers left to right, up and down. You dig what I'm saying? I'm just another one of them motherfuckers from the bottom of the map, Charleston, South Carolina. You dig what I'm saying? And shit, you know,
right.
Check me out. Nado Moolah on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. You know what I mean? Nado Moolah. Mixtape out right now called Bali God. You know what I mean? And I got a new mixtape that's going to be dropping over the summer. I ain't got no name for it yet, but I got plenty hits on the way. You know what I mean? I just dropped Ball video last week. We already had 70,000 views and shit. I'm about to drop another video next week. Next week from here. You know what I mean? So we really just going crazy right now, bro. It's the beginning of the year, and I'm just about to be fucking shit up all year. Tell these niggas to tap the fuck in, you know?
Right. That's what's up. Well, you got a home here in New York, play in Harlem. So when you come up here, man,
nah.
You definitely got to link up. When I come down there, we got to link up. When you come here, we're going to try to get you on our TV show, man, so we can do it all again.
No, for sure. Like, I always be in New York, bro. I haven't been in New York since the corona season. You feel what I'm saying? My family been really trying to keep me from up there. But as soon as, like, they with it and then shit start opening up, I'm going to be right there, you know what I mean? I really be in Brooklyn. I've never been to Harlem as much as I stayed in New York. I stayed in Brooklyn. I went to Akon on Broadway. Shit, as much as I done been in New York, I've never been to Harlem. You feel what I'm saying? So most definitely we're going to be linking real, real soon. And you can show me your city, you know?
Yeah, man, no doubt. We're gonna do it up when you get here. Well, we're going to get into that joint, man. We want to thank the brother for being in the building, Nado Moolah. All right? This
Moolah.
Joint is called Up to Something featuring Bootsy Badass. All right? And we're going to go out on this one. Make sure y'all tune in to Beef Stew Radio. This was a dope interview. Y'all make sure y'all support the homie. You follow him. And we're going to have more information on the website. Once again, this is Up to Something. Let's get into it. We out, y'all. Beef Stew Radio.
Moolah.
Yeah.
Truly. Can't rush the vibe, Rando.
Crazy. I really love that shit.
The way she looking at me, you can tell that she up. The way she fucking with me, she know I'm up. You can tell she up to something. She know I'm up to something. Hold up in that picture, man, they say that I'm up and coming. The way I handle myself, you can tell I've been getting money. Man, I'm up and coming.
Grinding for a pound, now I want that AMG. Pulling up in that 2020, give a fuck up your whole feeling me. From east to west, it's the same shit. Everybody slinging D. Niggas scamming, bitches tricking, niggas capping on IG. I'm pulling up in your city, nigga. I'm only fucking with real niggas. The way them bags be moving off of my hood, I'm like, fuck a deal, nigga. When I pull up in East Town, I need a bad bitch and a clean pint. Tell Randall, don't rush the vibe, it's about to be a great night. Hit roll it like hop up off that bitch, nigga. I'm in your city. Meet me at Ghost, I got a section. Bring another four with the 30 bag of jiggers for them fakers. Get them to your front door. And crazy bull with a 20 ball, you know I ain't something, no ho.
The way she looking at me, you can tell that she up. The way she fucking with me, she know I'm up or something. You can tell she up to something. She know I'm up to something. Hold up in that big shit, man, they say that I'm up and coming. The way I handle myself, you can tell I've been getting money. Man, I'm up and coming.
Who's bad at? I've been getting money, nigga. I been getting money. My life is shining sunny. Fuck a hater and his hoe. They both ain't got no money. I caught her eye, she caught my eye. She up to something, I know. I'm up to something too. I'm trying to fuck her hard, not slow. I'm on that McCartier.
Bitch, I'm up.
I got on my Cartier.
Yeah, bitch, I'm up.
I be with the Saints down in New Orleans. So fuck with Atlanta, friend.
Yeah, bitch, I'm up.
I got the juice. She wanna sip. I pull it out. I ain't gon' trip.
She say she been trying to fuck with a thug. Oh, you been up to something, my girl.
Look like you been acting for her. See right through your lashes, girl. Admit I'm kinda ratchet, though. Most likely I won't pass it up. Pussy niggas mad as fuck. They bitches gone, they money low. They rap, but really a hoe. Free capo.
The way she looking at me, you can tell that she up. The way she fucking with me, she know I'm up or something. You can tell she up to something.
big shit, man, they say that I'm up and coming. The way I handle myself, you can tell I've been getting money. Man, I'm up and coming. You can tell that I've been getting money.